Welcome to the Padawan Podcast Network. This is our second little get-together episode. I am Tom from the Clonecast, and joining me today is an illustrious group of folks. We have Matt from A Certain Point Askew. I always have to pause. I think I even said that last time. We also have, now I get to say this live for the first time ever, hey Michaela. Right there from the Jar Jar Thinks pod, we have Michaela joining us. And resident superfan, the Athorian historian, whose video has completely frozen, so he's just a blur. But he's also, I believe he's still there. Are you there, sir?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Athorian historian, are you there? What is going on here with this man?
Oh, no.
It's that big noggin of his head. He's running into things.
Any luck?
There he is.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I was talking the whole time. It's great.
Okay, well, the Athorian historian, formal introduction here. How are you?
Hey, good. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I worked it all out. We're good to go.
Okay, excellent. We are good to go with the Athorian historian. And we were going to have Ty from Wayfinder Pod joining us, but Ty got busy with some stuff and could not make it. So luckily, I got somebody in the bullpen. So why don't you introduce yourself, sir?
So sorry to disappoint anyone who's expecting Golf Mike, but it's Adam from the Clonecast Pod.
Yeah.
Woo!
We got a real Clonecast connection going here, baby.
Making my Padawan debut.
Yeah, after you got called out in episode 100.
I never thought I was invited. I thought this was the cool...
You're a member of the network, too.
I thought this was the cool kids table.
I try to get you to be active on Twitter. I try to get you to do these things, and you're just too busy going to collectible store and just buying shit all the time.
Oh, I got something for our next episode,
too. It's a big one. Boy. All right. All right. Let's try not to make this too clone cast. Let's try to be normal human beings for once. So it's really good to see all of you. Today, we're going to be discussing some very, I don't know, let's just talk about Disney Plus Day first. Was anybody horribly disappointed with what we got, which wasn't much?
Well, yeah, I was. I mean, you went into it, especially with all the rumors that were, yeah, there were supposed to be things for all these different shows. And then, of course, you know, the leak, which we'll get into in a minute, of the Kenobi sizzle reel the day before. It was like, oh, well, that's
unfortunate.
Not the show.
It was unfortunate because, honestly, I think if that dropped on Disney Plus Day, the reaction to it would have been like really, really positive. But I think people just had this idea of like, oh, just wait. If you thought that was great, wait till we get tomorrow the full trailer or something. And so.
Yeah, no, a lot of people were talking about how, oh, it was probably an intentional leak so they can show us something really fucking cool for Disney Plus Day. And that is not what happened. So.
No.
I would have loved to be a fly on the wall in the Disney executive's office when they were like, hey, people are really liking the sizzle reel. They can't wait for the trailer to be released tomorrow. And the guy's like, what are you talking about?
they can just have some fucking intern grab a couple of like some footage from it and just like throw some eerie music under it and be like, you were the chosen one. And then a Darth Vader breathing. I can make that thing in 10 fucking minutes.
Get you in on the horn quick.
Like, yeah. They could have gotten any like Twitter user that creates fan videos and just been like, so here's some shit, can you make this look good? And they would have been like on it, and like two hours later they would have had a fantastic trailer.
Absolutely.
But oh well.
The other thing is, if you're going to if you're just going to put out the under the helmet thing for Boba Fett, why don't you just less than 2 weeks ago was the Book of Boba trailer, why don't you just save it for Disney Plus Day?
Yeah,
might. I don't understand that either.
Yeah, because they really did, you know, when you look at the initial tweets where they're talking about Disney Plus Day and just everything that led up to it, they really implied that there was going to be like a heavy Star Wars presence, and it was not a heavy Star Wars presence by any means. There's plenty of Marvel series that got dropped, like every fucking Marvel character on the face of the earth is getting a TV show, apparently.
I wish I was into that.
You're not?
No, I mean, I don't dislike it. I just, there's so much of it, I lost track in the middle.
Yeah, after Avengers, I was just kind of like, all right, I need a little break here. Just going to step away for a little bit.
Yeah.
Endgame was the swan song for a lot of Marvel fans, I feel like.
It was a long build. It was, you know, it was like a decade build to that. So.
Yeah, it certainly felt like it was like, remember that scene when Spider-Man, you know, goes through the alley and that guy's like collecting garbage? We're going to do a series about that guy. So it just felt like it's like every possible character they could find, they're just going to do a series on. And meanwhile, Star Wars fans are sitting there going like, something. There was a tweet that went out, I think, in the morning from Disney Plus's feed, and it had all these title cards coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
And right. It had Bad Batch and Andor. What the fuck? Then you didn't show. Then you didn't show us anything.
Cold feet. I don't know. Yeah, I don't get it. We did get a droids update, right? It's a series now and not a one-time event.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, I think I saw that. That was the only other Star Wars thing I saw.
Yeah, I do. I remember I saw a screenshot of that where it said like Andor, Bad Batch season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about Andor. I mean, we know we're getting Bad Batch season 2, but they said that like 2 months ago.
Yeah, no, like, they didn't really release anything new. They were like, here are the titles of things you already knew were coming. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Or even like, they could have just taken like a sample scene from the Book of Boba Fett and just dropped that. Like, there's so many just low effort things that I feel like they could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would have at least, I mean, I wouldn't have been like super thrilled with it, but they could have satiated the fan base pretty easily, but they just were like, nah, fuck you. Nah.
And even with some of the series that they're working on that are like still, they haven't even begun shooting yet, I feel like they could have released some concept art, literally anything.
Like, yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It is what it is. The only thing that concerns me is just, what does this mean for the greater Star Wars universe? I really feel like Disney is clearly all in on Marvel.
Yeah, they're putting all their eggs in that basket right now.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, and we've been waiting forever for another Star Wars movie, and fuck, I don't know, I don't got a tally, but I can tell you there's been at least how many fucking Marvel movies since we've got a single Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
So
I think they got gun-shy. After like Solo and Rise of Skywalker, I think they just got gun shy from all the pushback, and they decided that they can't do the Marvel thing where they release two movies every year.
Yeah,
I think they can.
I think they can.
I mean, yeah.
They absolutely
we all think
could
they
if
can.
They tried. And I hate that they probably are gun shy because of those movies. Because I feel like I loved Solo and I loved Rogue One.
Same.
It was great.
Yeah.
Rogue One is one of my favorite Star Wars movies.
Rogue
One
is
that's
my favorite.
The only, well, that's not the only one I have a poster for, but that's the only one I have a poster for that I will eventually at some point hang up in my room once I actually hang my shit up.
It is a masterpiece.
It really is.
So good.
It's a great film.
Such a good movie.
And Solo was so much fun. Like
I was you remember. Yeah. I was gonna shit all over Solo. Like I was shitting all over. So the whole concept, I was like, what the hell is this? You can't recast him. You can't do it. I went in and I remember I texted you. I was like, that's pretty fucking good.
I went in with such low expectations and I walked out and I was like, I had way more fun than I thought I was going to in that thing.
Yeah, no, it was a really great movie.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, like you said, and your expectations might have been set by the fact that it was marketed so poorly.
That's very true.
I mean, I remember being at like a Super Bowl party and that trailer dropped and it was like, where the fuck did this come from? Like out of nowhere. And it was like, oh yeah, that, you know, this movie's coming in 4 months. They just did a terrible job pumping it up. And so I think a lot of people didn't like it. I think a lot of people were hung up on the Harrison Ford thing, even though I thought Aaron Reich by the end of that film was nailing it.
That's the thing. I think that was the genesis for my hatred of the haters and like the really harsh, like Star Wars hatred, because like there are certain scenes where he like embodied Harrison Ford, and I read so many things where people were just shitting on him, and I was like, this is based on nothing. He did a great job.
He really did. I thought it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I thought he was a really good Han.
Yeah, he kind of grew into it. He started out, it was a little bit, he was a little shaky at the beginning, but by the end of it, I thought he was dialed in. And so I'm excited to have them do something to follow that up. But it sounds like right now, anything they're going to do is just grabbing pieces from that movie and putting it into some other series.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I think they were talking about being most interested in doing something with the character of Kira, which I would love.
She's been in the Bounty Hunter comics of late. So they've been using her in certain ways.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I would suspect we might see her if that Maul animated series happens. We might see her in that, I would assume. Oh, yeah. It's also supposed to be about Crimson Dawn.
I would love that. I love that actress, so. And the character.
Now, Michaela, if we get
really
the Maul
cool.
series, will we get an answer to the Jar Jar Thinks pod question, how to start Maul? Shit.
does Are we gonna Darth get Maul that? Have a butthole? I there sure hope yeah, so. Yeah. I can't tell you how many letters I've written to so many people trying to get answers.
All unanswered?
Maybe those Lucas. Legs that Mother Talzin gave him have like a colostomy bag or something attached to them, you know, and he releases into it all the time.
See, I was thinking...
We've never seen the man eat, so...
Since it's all robotic, true. Obviously, I was thinking more of like a... I'm forgetting what it's called. The room in a spaceship that like depressurizes the air, just sucks everything
like
out.
An airlock?
Yes, an airlock, yeah.
Like when you open the airlock?
I'm thinking he has like an airlock asshole.
So. Just flies out of there
whenever it's just it gets full and then he's like, all right, it's time, and there's like a little keypad just releases it.
I can see him just plugging into like the rear of the ship and just, you know, a few times a day just fires it out into space.
Oh my gosh, what if it's like emptying the septic tank on an RV?
Oh, shitter's full.
Just like there's like a pump.
I had a friend who came into some money. He was always kind of an interesting guy, but he came into some money, as the interesting guys always do. Completely fell ass backwards into a load of money. So what he did was he bought a camper, and he just bought like a small plot of land up in like rural Wisconsin. Like there was like 200 people within like a 20-mile radius of this place. Just nothingness. But he's also an interesting guy, so you can't really trust him to take care of anything. So during the winters, he would go to like Nevada, and he left his septic tank there, and it froze.
Man.
And he tried getting one of my friends to go up there and excavate the thing. And he never went back. He just took the trailer. They went out to the west, and they never went back. So I'm pretty sure that septic tank is, if this, I don't know how much of a, you know, what kind of city, municipality, kind of cleanup they got going on there. But I'm pretty sure a septic tank is still buried somewhere up in there in Wisconsin.
An interesting time capsule.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Oh my
when
gosh.
The aliens come after the fallout of it all, they're like, oh.
Yeah, that's this once is a the apocalypse happened, that's going to be all that's left is any trace of humanity, is that frozen septic tank in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Tim's septic tank.
This guy really liked corn.
Oh, all right, I'm checking out for a bit. Adam, run it.
Break time.
I hate fucking corn, okay? okay, so we talked about, like, marketing. Is that a Lucasfilm or is that a Disney problem? I mean, Disney owns Lucasfilm, but is that does that fall on Lucasfilm for not properly, like the Kenobi sizzle reel? I never want to say sizzle reel again, by the way. I fucking hate that shit. I've said sizzle reel like 500 fucking times in the last 2 days. But like the leak, it's like, who let that leak? You know, is that a Disney problem or is that a Lucasfilm problem? Because that was just a massive failure that came out the day before this big buildup.
I think the leak is definitely a Disney problem.
Yeah, I mean, because what it sounded like from what I read was that it was what they released it on, which I remember seeing the link for it, and I was like, oh, this is weird. This thing has like 482 views. How does it only have that many views? I didn't understand why. It had been pushed out to some international YouTube channel of theirs. This happens all the time. Like, we used to see things with like the Bad Batch, where all of a sudden they announced like some episode titles and stuff because they were posted on like the Sweden Disney, you know, channel programming guide or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they have a tough time keeping all of it in check because they're such a global company and everything, you know, they got a million people involved.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Well, they certainly shit the bed with that one, I think. It was,
oh, yeah.
That was not good.
They certainly froze the septic tank with that one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Disney's giant septic tank in winter Wisconsin. All right. So
the actual Disney vault.
Yeah. This is a literal Disney vault, you know, just a septic tank buried somewhere. So we kind of hopped right into it. But, you know, we can talk about, like, the individual things. So, I mean, let's save the Kenobi sizzle reel, anything we took away from it. Let's save that for last. But let's start first with the first thing that we got recently, the Book of Boba Fett trailer. So we're going to specifically discuss that, our thoughts on it, our hopes for the Book of Boba Fett. And I'm just going to, you know, give the Authorian historian the floor because the real star of the trailer was the well-spoken... Just go ahead, Authorian historian. Say something.
Well, that's what I want to say. Oh, my God. I had no idea I was going to get that. That was amazing. I'm also pretty sure he's going to die in that next scene in the trailer, but I'm going to eat those 30 seconds up.
Well, you're going to learn what a blaster bolt at close range does to an Athorian's face.
Oh, my
so that'll
God.
Be very exciting, right?
It's probably too expensive to have him walk, so they're just going to shoot him in that chair and I'll slump over like Bib did.
Do you have anything that... I'm literally giving you the floor here. If there's anything you want to add or... so it's just you have a sad prediction for this Thorin character.
Yeah, I don't...
From what I'm hearing.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I also am confused on who... If it was him doing the voiceover because it sounded like Din.
It sounded
know.
Like
Pedro
Pascal.
There's a lot of curveballs in there. Yeah. So I don't know.
Do you
know.
Remember... Was it in a Clone Wars episode or something where they had like a... They had an Athorian speaking and they had like a little translator device? Or was that Bad Batch?
Bad Batch.
I think Bolo has
Bolo.
One.
Right. So that's what I was wondering as I was like, was this just a translator device and that Din Djarin's voice is the voice
of
all the
like tuned it into Mando's voice?
Yeah.
Din is Siri, you know?
I would love, I know Adam, you were saying you hope that we get a Bolo voice device on that Athorian.
I'm just noticing it now. I have it like frozen on that Athorian and it does kind of look like you can make out like
what?
Something around his head.
Yeah, something ornate's there for sure.
Like it looks like it could be a translator device.
Holy shit. Or is that just his chair?
That's what I was trying to figure out. It looks like it could be like, it almost looks like he's wearing headphones.
Yeah.
But it does. It very well could be at like one of those translator boxes.
Yeah, he's got headphones on.
That would be so sweet.
Dre Beats.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think exciting. I paid that close attention. That's interesting.
They have a product placement with Raycon.
Well, now I'm looking, and it looks like it's on his head. Like,
yeah, and that's actually like if you know.
Yeah, it moves.
The depth perception is kind of odd with them.
When he tilts his head up, it moves with his head, so it's absolutely attached to his head.
It looks like it is making contact with his mouth too, like with both of the mouths on the sides, like very slightly.
This is a novel discovery here. Like this is I haven't seen anybody mention that.
Oh, yeah, I'm zooming and enhancing
right now. It looks kind of like.
Oh no!
Oh my gosh!
All right, let's take a break. Give him a moment.
Well, the way they like to tie all that shit together, I'm sure it is. I bet it is.
Oh, yeah.
They're like,
well,
we use this in the Bad Batch. Let's use it in this. You know what I mean? It wouldn't surprise me. I did not notice that before, though.
I feel like I read that they keep all of the, most of the props in the same warehouse. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like headphones.
It really
does. I mean, the one in Bolo in Bad Batch on Bolo, it kind of looks like Lobot's fucking thing on his ears. Yeah. Only it's on his fucking. Fuck Lobot, by the way.
It's smaller.
Yeah, I don't like Lobot.
Well, and Athorian, do you want to get into what you emailed our show about? Do we need to talk about what your theories are?
I have lots of theories. But
these are great theories.
Yeah. So I think it could be Ura. I think Pipey's still too young. And you don't even know who this is.
Yeah, you don't know, Tom.
You'll meet
Free Tom
one day. Yeah, so I won't get too far into it. But yeah, I have many theories on that. I really hope it's Doc Ondar, just because I think that'd be fun. But and I really want to go see him in his shop one day. Oh, sweet.
Who is it who said he's cool looking up close? Who is it who said that they went to Disneyland and they were in his den of antiquities and they were asking him? They were like, "Hey, is that you?" They were talking to the guy.
I would love that.
And they're like, he didn't say anything. He didn't answer me.
Yeah, so obviously that was the big part of that trailer that, you know, nobody really cares how Boba's running his new crime syndicate or anything like that. It's all Athorian all the time.
The Athorian was the star, like the breakaway star, at least in my little world. I don't know. I'm starting to think the reason your camera doesn't work is because you wanted it to intentionally not work. So when we started talking about these, just the pants come off.
I got tearaways on, yeah.
Okay. Well, anything else we want to talk about? Yeah. Okay, but I don't know. My main takeaway that I found was interesting was, one, it sounded like Pedro Pascal's voice. when we had the shot of the Athorian.
Like Matt said, it would be cool if that voice modulator box just had different software updates and patches, and you could just patch in whatever voice you wanted it to be.
You'd be a really handy Athorian to keep around then.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen droids do the same, you know, where they mimic a voice and it, you know, it leads to something good. So if you could get an Athorian that could do that, I mean, and then, you know, then he also has the guttural roar capabilities. That's a versatile
species.
Oh, it's a good one. no, but one thing I took away from it that I don't know what to think of it, but was just it seems like we're getting an altruistic Boba Fett just based on a couple of the lines.
There's no way that that's actually like I think he's doing that to lure them into a like state of security. Or he's actually going to be like Bezos and just become a monopolistic, like legal crime syndicate, like organizer.
Did you just compare Boba Fett to Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, I think it's pretty apt.
They look similar.
Honestly, I feel like Boba Fett would literally just do anything for money. So probably be like, how can I get the most Beskar?
What's that line he says in the trailer? He's like, why follow crime when like corporation can make us all rich? It's like that's like perfect example of how he is trying to like do legalized crime.
How far do you think it'll go? Do you think they'll start a delivery service?
Yeah. They already got the drones. They might as well.
Yeah.
Astromech delivery.
Replicate a bunch of Boba Fett starship. I can't say the word.
Episode one, he just talks about book delivery on Tatooine.
They also showed him like cracking that guy's skull, though. So
that was good, too.
Yeah.
Doing his angry face.
He'll still whoop some ass. The thing is, I think we're dealing with an older Boba. Who, by the way, I don't know if you saw that at the beginning of the trailer where he like is putting his helmet on the first time. He's got like a tanning bed in the background or something there. Did you see that? It looks like maybe some sort of Bacta thing. Because he looks so much better in this than he did in Mandalorian. Like he clearly has gotten rested and ready.
Yeah, he looked like a newborn baby kind of in like a fully grown newborn baby with scars all over their face. And now like the placenta has dripped away. And he's just like, he's like very handsome age Temuera Morrison now, you know? He's looking better.
He got his eyebrows back.
Yeah. You think he just has like an embryo tank on his ship and he's like, I'm just going to take a bath?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like the Lazarus Pit, but Star Wars.
But that leads me to believe, like, what the hell was he doing leading up to like his appearance in The Mandalorian? How long had he been... Because all of a sudden he looks like a million times better. Like, did he just not have access to any kind of... was he just living in the middle of, the desert in Tatooine for all those years or something?
Well, and the other question that I had is, like, Timothy Oliphant looks like he weighs, what, like, 145? Like, and he took out how many stormtroopers in an instant? You don't think he could just walk in and, like, take his armor back by himself?
True.
Like, why did he wait until this moment when...
I'm more concerned about the dermatology side of things, though. I mean, you know... That's just me.
He needed some SPF.
Yeah. I just curious, like, did he finally decide to take a bath? Now that he's hanging out with Fennec, he's like, well, I got a lady around. I got to bathe, you know?
Yeah.
I don't fucking
gotta
know.
Show off.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would too.
But
yeah. She is a looker.
But I think this is a guy who's been a bounty hunter forever, and he's like been this wanderer. So now he's like, I wanna do shit closer to home. I still wanna make a bunch of money. I check my 401k. It's not good. I need to get a retirement fund together. So I'm gonna take this Jabba empire that I have. I'm gonna expand it out, and I'm gonna just make all these people fucking work for me.
Very possible. Yeah. So Bezos.
Bezos.
Space Bezos.
Exactly. Yeah. Space Bezos.
Amazon crime.
Wait till Leo DiCaprio shows up and Fennec starts looking at Leo.
Oh yeah, I love that picture. That was very nice. Yeah.
The other thing I thought was interesting about this trailer is it's clearly just the first episode. They are not showing us much at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at all the scenes together, they all look like they're all from the same, you know, stretch. And I'm cool with that. I don't want them to show us too much. You know, I want to be surprised by what they're going to bring us. I think they gave us just enough of a taste of that world without like showing us, you know, all the stuff that's coming. So I kind of was cool with that.
Yeah, they definitely all look to be taking place within about like 20 minutes of each other, I'd say. You know,
exactly.
Which is fine. I mean, I actually like trailers that leave, you know, the ambiguity there. Yeah. Like, I don't need things to hit me in the face in a trailer. I actually prefer it the other way. So
one thing that I was super excited about, I hope that we get a lot more of it, was, and I think I mentioned it on Clonecast, but the first moment of the trailer.
Spider with the brain?
The spider perimeter droid.
Oh, yeah.
That the Bormar monks use. Like, it just, it looked like miniature stop motion. And it would be so cool to have, like, more of that involved in a Star Wars property.
That would be cool.
It was a really cool effect.
It was cool.
What is that? What is that from, that Bomar monk thing? I saw a blip on it, but I didn't know the whole backstory of it. Is that from one of the books?
There's some kind of cult that like is around Jabba's palace that like their belief is like their ultimate like ascension is to die, and then they put their brain inside one of these spider perimeter droids or something. I think they're in one of the I don't know if it's an EU comic or novel or. Like, I don't know where they actually appear in the franchise, but yeah.
That's Jabba's just what Palace.
That's what I was reading on Wikipedia. I don't know, like, what specific EU novel it's from.
Nice. I don't know. We'll have to look into that a little more. I don't know. They could play a role. That would be cool, though. Like, I'd like to get you introduced to some weird fucking cult. That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That would
be
really cool.
That's the thing that I love. Like, in the Boba Fett documentary... Like, they mentioned George Lucas just being like, someone brought up, like, don't we need a backstory for Boba Fett in Empire Strikes Back? And George was just like, we can put him in the background. And that's the thing I love about George Lucas at Star Wars is, like, you have the stylized thing that, like, obviously has a backstory, but they make no mention of it.
George's notes for a 4-hour movie or a 2-hour movie, excuse me, are literally just, like, 4 bullet points. Yeah. And then George just goes on and says, put this guy over there. And see, what he's going to do is he's gonna sell lots of toys. That's all George does.
I love him.
Hey, he's an interesting guy.
It's honestly kind of incredible, though. I love that he just creates random shit. Is like, if I want a backstory, I'll do it later if I feel like it.
Yeah.
Peak writing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the way he works is just something that I can't wrap my mind around. But hey. I love that he's created this whole universe, and like some of the stuff he's come up with is amazing, but he's definitely a guy, in my opinion, that needs like some hand-holding along the way. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but the Boba Fett documentary that they just released and stuff, and just anything that you've seen, there's a lot of people that went into making the initial run such a huge success. Like, if it was just George...
it would be a catastrophe.
It would be insane. I don't know what would happen, but it wouldn't have gone as it had. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's clearly the idea mastermind, but you're right. He can come up with all those concepts. You have to have somebody that weighs in. And then he did. He had a great team. Yeah. Otherwise, you're right. I think it could have been a mess. But the stuff that he came up with, I have to remind myself all the time, like, he came up with a pretty sweet world, pretty sweet universe.
Yeah.
So I gotta give him his props for that.
I think all the richest people in the world are that way. Like, they just, like, what comedian had the thing where he's like... With Steve Jobs, where he's just like, yeah, that phone, put it in a little thing. just like, now go do it. You know, oh, he's a visionary, you know. I can't remember it, but that's just kind of how it is. Like Bezos, like, you know, like, yeah, I'm going to start a book site, you know, and we're going to sell books. And then next thing you know, they've got fucking drones delivering things to people's houses because you're just like, hey, go do that. You know,
one of the things that I kind of thought about watching the Boba Fett documentary, too, is they kept talking about like George Lucas's deep bench knowledge of like old like samurai cinema and westerns and that type of thing. And I heard a different anecdote about like Quentin Tarantino. And they said, like, one of the things that makes him such a good director is instead of trying to describe to you what he wants the camera to do or the actor to do, he can, like, pull, like, a clip from an old movie that nobody's seen and be like, I want the camera to do that. And, like, just point to something very concrete. And I feel like George Lucas can do something similar where he surrounded himself with a bunch of geniuses and is just like, this is what I'm trying to reference. And then it makes the geniuses... job very easy to like fulfill that.
It's like Da Vinci's drawings. Like, he had all these drawings, and then like you just get an engineer and put it to work, basically, right? Kind of like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't know anything about Da Vinci.
He actually did build his own shit, so.
Oh, he did?
Pretty
okay.
Sure, yeah.
I just remember that flying contraption drawing. I'm like, there's no way that fucking thing worked.
Remember he was flying around Florence in that helicopter?
What was that movie, 80 Days Around the World? What is it called? Yeah, that's actually based on Da Vinci.
The balloon?
Yeah, the balloon. Yeah, he flew a balloon around the world. That's Da Vinci. I don't fucking know. All right. So Book of Boba Fett trailer. Any final thoughts on it? Do we want to do predictions on the Book of Boba Fett? Just a general idea of what we think it's going to revolve around and what we can do. So just some general predictions. We'll round table discussion. Who wants to kick it off here? Ithorian historian, why don't you just, you started it. Why don't you finish it?
Well, I kind of hope we get pod racing in either this or Kenobi. Ooh, really bad.
Cool. Yeah.
I want pod racing back so bad.
Oh, they got to bring it back, right? Because Jabba oversaw that.
It's so iconic. Yep. It's space NASCAR, and I love it so much.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, I just, my luck with Ithorians is not good, so I really think that guy's not long for this
world.
You
just got treated to Bolo for a full season. Your luck is great.
He wasn't very brave, but he
hard wasn't anyway. Brave.
I want someone I can show my kids someday and say, look at that, Ithorian.
Needs a knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
Apparently. All right, Michaela, any bold predictions for the Book of Boba Fett?
Not necessarily bold. I think Boba Fett's just going to be chilling one day. He's going to be like, you know what? Amazon crime. And then just do some shit.
Profitable. I mean, Tatooine, if you're going to run Amazon crime, you do it on Tatooine. That's where it's at.
Deadass.
Oh, yeah. All right, Matt, any bold predictions?
No, nothing bold. I mean, they've talked about how there's going to be a lot of flashback stuff. And so, you know, a lot of people are like, are we going to see the Sarlacc pit thing? Are we going to see all these different things? I think a good chunk of it, maybe half of it's going to be some throwback scenes. I think they want to show a story going forward, but there's a lot of gap to fill in there. So I'd assume we're going to see a lot of that. And that's why you didn't see it in the preview. Yeah. You didn't want to show any of that stuff.
Yes.
You
know what
I mean? Yeah, I thought maybe the scene with the Tuskens could have been part of a flashback.
Yeah, I agree.
But that was the only thing.
I'm interested to see the whole Jennifer Beals character, too, what she is, because they just show her that little quick shot of her, the Twi'lek.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if that's from that same episode or not, but she's looking good.
Oh, Bo Shuda.
Find a song now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's lots of girlfriends coming. This polycule is going to get packed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be wild times, Michaela. Buckle up.
I'm really hoping... I really, really hope, like, I echo the same sentiment. Like, I think it's going to show Boba Fett trying to, like, legitimize what Jabba had been trying to do. But I'm hoping that, like, Cad Bane might pop up and make an appearance.
Live action Cad Bane.
Live action Cad Bane would be super sweet.
Yeah.
Because I know that there are some, like, unmade Clone Wars episodes that kind of heavily involve Cad Bane's relationship to Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And it's kind of adversarial. Yeah.
It's implied that the dent
in
Boba's helmet is actually
came from Cad Bane, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
Have you seen that previs video?
Yeah, it's cool.
Right, exactly.
That and it reminded me that menagerie is such a cool word.
Yeah, we do get menagerie in the trailer.
Yeah.
We'll have to throw that into one of the episodes coming up here. Menagerie. That's good. I don't know. I kind of like the Amazon crime theory. I think you've turned me on to that. I'm pretty excited for it. bold prediction, though. Onkart, the Gamguard that I'm in love with, will be appearing. So just a heads up. Onkart is heading back. He's like, oh, I heard there's a new boss. Maybe I'll give it a try. So Onkart moves his family again back to Tatooine. He's going to go work at Jabba's palace. Only it's Boba's palace now. Very exciting stuff. But no, I'm looking forward to it. It should be good. We can stay on the topic of Boba Fett because with Disney Plus Day, one thing we did get, probably the meatiest thing we got, was the Boba Fett documentary. Did I say that right? I always fuck up the word documentary. So did everybody get a chance to watch the Boba Fett doc?
Yep.
Under the helmet.
Under the helmet. That's what it's called, yes. So, I don't know, initial impressions. One thing I did notice, and I was surprised there was not a massive... just fury among the fandom menace, as they've been become known as. The guy from Special Edition New Hope was not in it at all. And Ithorian, I had mentioned that to you. Like, that guy wasn't in it at all, which I, you know, they talked about Jeremy Bullock, who was the original guy, but they did not talk about a Special Edition guy.
What, was he in, like, 5 seconds?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I just thought it was... Like, when I watched it, I was like, oh, God, I don't even want to click any tweets about this because I thought it would have been like, this is an outrage, you know? That's what I thought was going to happen.
I definitely thought it was weird they didn't mention him at all because they went out of their way to talk about how they're, so many people have worn the helmet over the years, and then they didn't mention somebody that was actually in
right
that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I go to his Twitter every. I don't follow him. I go to his Twitter every now and then, though. Like, he definitely like plays up like I was Boba Fett in this. Like, I think his handle is Boba Fett. Like S-E-N-H, like Special Edition New Hope or something like that.
But my understanding is he only played him in A New Hope, in that scene with Jabba,
the scene that got added in with Jabba, and he just stands there. Yeah,
yeah, he's not even the one that's in...
No.
That picture that goes around with, like, the actor with Boba Fett's helmet taken off, kind of, like, with his arm against the wall, mm-hmm. Next to one of the singers in Jabba's palace, and he has, like, a really weird mustache.
Looks like my uncle.
Yeah, like that guy.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
He kind of looks like BTK.
Yeah.
But that guy, like, I don't know what that guy's name is, and that's not the guy you're talking about.
No, it's not the guy I'm talking about. I just, that was my first reaction after watching. I enjoyed it, and then I was like, wait, they didn't mention that guy. This is the next controversy on Star Wars Twitter, and I was not looking forward to this one. Like, it would have annoyed me just as much as the whole Boba Fett starship controversy. But anyways, that was my first takeaway. Matt, what did you think of the doc?
I liked it. It was interesting. I mean, especially since we were starved for any content at that point. And I thought it was good because it starts off kind of getting into the whole, like, why do we care so much about this character that had four lines, you know, over the course of the original trilogy and died in a stupid slapsticky fucking Three Stooges way. And, you know, so I think there's... One of the things I thought was interesting about the whole thing was it really got into the whole, like, the mystery behind him and how the cool thing about Boba Fett and the reason why everybody got into him is because there was this mystery. Where did he come from? What are his motivations? Blah, 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 blah. And so it made me think, does some of that mystique get taken away by what, you know, when we see him in Attack of the Clones, when we see him in Clone Wars, and now what we're going to see in Book of Boba? Because from an age perspective, I'm an old guy, so... My childhood, we didn't know fuck all about Boba Fett. You know what I mean? And so by the time Attack of the Clones came around, I was in my 20s. So like for me, it was a little bit different experience, I think, than for some who are younger who saw that when they were kids. And so the mystery wasn't like this big buildup to Attack of the Clones when you see who he is and Jango and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it ruined? I like them telling the story and filling it in. But I think some people were like, don't, you know, I like him being kind of a mysterious character. You know?
No, for me, I liked it, like that they added that to it, because my thing for a long time has been, as a kid, you know, I had the original trilogy on VHS and I'd watch it all the time. And, you know, my friends would be all about Boba Fett and this and that. And I was just like, I don't fucking get it. And to this day, I think I've said it a lot lately. I don't get it. I still don't get it with Boba Fett. Like, I'm excited for the Temuera Morrison because then I think maybe I'll get it then. But the mystique of it for me, I was like, he didn't do anything. He didn't fucking do anything.
I think it's 90% just the armor and the ship.
Yeah.
It's like, and the mystery behind him. He's a cool looking character.
Yeah. And I'm sure if I get into the more expanded universe stuff with him, maybe I will. But yeah, it's just my initial, when I was just like, just the kid with just the original trilogy, I was just like, I really don't understand at all. I had no idea why people were so into it, but that was just me. But yeah, I like how they added that depth to it. It was cool. And the way they kind of set it up and told it, like, okay. I mean, right from the start, they're like, okay, he's on screen for 6 minutes. How the hell did all this fall out from that? And they did a pretty good job. I mean, with the limited time that they had there, with the 20-some minutes, they did a pretty good job of explaining it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's Star Wars Batman, I think, and that's why people thought, oh, this is kind of a cool character. And when he doesn't have a lot of lines, you're left to imagine a lot.
Sure.
So I think that's what they kind of talked about with the figures and stuff. Like you kind of take his figure as you were playing with it as a kid and make up your own story about him. Maybe that's why he was so intriguing.
Yeah. The Filoni line I really liked was Dave said, you know, he inspired creativity. Because there's just, you know, like you get a Darth Vader doll. You know Darth Vader. You know his motivations. You know how he acts. Boba Fett, yeah, he is a mysterious. So as a kid, if you got that action figure, I can imagine that like you would gravitate towards it and you would have more fun with it because you can make it your own. It was like a choose-your-own-adventure action figure. It's kind of cool in that sense. Michaela, did you watch it? Did you anything that you enjoyed particularly about it?
Yeah, so to add on to what you guys were saying, I think it's actually really cool because for the people who grew up with the original trilogy and Boba Fett was this big mystery that they were super into and wanted to know more about, and then versus you, Tom, of like not getting it. I think that expanding on him is a way to satisfy both sides of that. Because it, obviously if you wanted to know and it was this big mystery, now you're getting answers. And then if you just never got it, now you can get into it, which is really cool. I also had no idea that they had put Boba Fett in a parade with Darth Vader before, like, the movie even came out. Yeah. So I thought that was really cool, and I think it's, I think it's interesting because, like, they all were talking about how they had no idea the character was going to blow up like this, so it was kind of, like, fortuitous to have him in the parade with Darth Vader, and then being essentially the second biggest character to come out of it that's wearing a helmet. Which I thought was really, really cool.
Being like 8 years old and like seeing only A New Hope and loving Star Wars and then going to a parade and seeing like Boba Fett walking next to Darth Vader having no frame of reference and just like how exciting that must have been.
Yeah, what's this guy going to do?
To be like, oh my God, who is this?
Yeah.
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 Also, you want to talk about like marketing. Much better job on that than they did with anything recently. You know, like that's a great little like nugget to just throw out there to the world. Like, oh, Darth Vader showed up at this fucking random parade with some guy.
That's you know? Back when, like, Lucas still had control of everything, and it was, Star Wars was a huge success, but it wasn't, I don't know, corporatized as much as it ended up being. Mm-hmm. So they could still do, like, weird, like, grassroots stuff, like, show up at a random parade, and, like, a lot of their marketing material was kind of like, yeah, let's try this and see if it works, and it ends up being really cool, whereas, like, now that it's acquired by Disney, and once Lucasfilms became the behemoth that it was, all of a sudden you can, like, it becomes riskier to, like, do stuff like that.
Yeah. Let's compare, like, the way they built up Boba with, like, what Disney did with Captain Phasma.
Yeah.
Like, that flopped. I mean, I'm not a super sequel trilogy hater. Like, I found a lot of stuff that I enjoyed in them, but, like, that fucking flopped for me. I gotta assume it flopped for most people. Like, the way, just the two builds between the two characters and the legacy that Boba Fett has and will continue to have versus what I think Phasma is just probably gonna...
It could have been something really cool,
it could have, but it was... They didn't even use the fucking character.
Yeah,
I was just like, what is this? Why did you even promote this so much?
Yep.
Just because the actress was in Game of Thrones? You don't even ever see her face.
I was going to say, I did love like the scenes that Captain Phasma was in. And the armor and everything was really incredible. But then, it's like you watch the movie, and then once you are not actively watching a scene with Captain Phasma in it, you never think about Captain Phasma again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's a good parallel, because I think they both probably have about 6 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little more on Phasma, but... I don't know, just the presence of Boba was so much more. That's, I guess, the way to do it and the way not to do it. So, IH, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. What did you think?
I think you guys covered most of it. I'm not a big Boba guy, or I wasn't, like, one of the movies and everything. So, I didn't even know he was supposed to be, like, Stormtrooper 2.0, and they couldn't afford to make a bunch of them, which was...
Yeah, there's going to be an army.
Cool. Yeah.
That
was interesting.
I do think that's cool, too, because, like, that wouldn't happen now. You know, like, Star Wars has unlimited funding at this point. So, accidentally having this one iconic bounty hunter character, that's not something that's ever really going to happen again with Star Wars. So, like, because, we were going to make 100, but turns out the budget was shit, so we could only make one.
Yep,
so, we melted
one.
Plastic, we painted it, made a guy, gave him no backstory.
Yeah, it's the beauty of the practical effects, though, because if this would have been prequel era, he just, you know, like it's like the clone troopers. None of those clone troopers actually existed. They were just on a screen behind everybody.
Right.
So they would have just done that. You know what I mean? They would have made that Boba Fett army or whatever army, but it would have just been a bunch of you know, green screen stuff.
Yeah, because they could have easily had the one costume for like specific scenes where they're interacting with a main character. And then, just background CGI for... battle scenes.
Well, and one of the things you were saying there, Adam, was about, you know, the way that they were controlling the property and kind of trying more things in the early days. I think the holiday special really is what set everything off for Lucas to be way more protective, because they talk about how they put him in that cartoon, and that was really his first widespread exposure to everybody was in that cartoon in the holiday special. to hear Lucas talk about it, it's funny because he's like, they were doing this holiday special. He's distancing himself from and because I think he wrote the cartoon part of it, but he did not have any other involvement, and they just put, like, a network ran with it, and I think he saw how much it failed and was like, okay, I'm never letting this property out of my grasp again. It's gonna like knock some of the value out of what I'm trying to do.
I think there are stories that's the one piece of Star Wars property that George Lucas like tried to destroy. Like, he actively tried to like get like every reel of that like purchased and brought back to like his property so he could just like destroy it and not let it see the light of day again.
Yeah. It's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, we should watch it.
We should.
It's not that bad.
Actually, guys, why don't we do a Christmas collab?
There you go.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Talk about it.
Great.
You
gotta
call.
Get high though.
Oh yeah.
That's a high episode.
I'm getting crossfaded. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Adam, you have a full gummy. I have a quarter gummy. When I ate that full gummy, just catatonic, dude. I was just.
Oh, one last thing I was going to mention, and it's really for you, especially you and Adam, Tom, is you guys had to be excited by Rancho Obi-Wan.
That was fucking God, great. That was so cool.
I want to go to Rancho Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Very horny for me there. That was very exciting.
He had a corner that was just BB-8s.
Padawan field trip, perhaps.
That would be so great.
There you
go. We're going to have a convention in Wichita.
If I didn't have to worry about money or stigma or anything, like that man's life is the life I would want to
live. Like, I love how he just casually dropped, like, he was like a fan, and then he's like, and then when I went to work for Lucasfilm, I needed to put all my stuff somewhere. Like, the guy was the first, like, super fan. Like, he was the first, like, insane fan, and there's like, well, fucking hire that guy. We can get him to do something, I guess. I don't even know. He just casually mentioned, I got hired by Lucasfilm and I need a place to put my stuff.
Like, come on, man.
So I bought this house.
Show us how you connected the dots.
Yeah. I want a fucking documentary on that fucking guy. That guy rules.
There are other sides to that kind of life. Because I don't know if you ever heard the episode we did on our show where I talked about going to this Star Wars shop in Aberdeen, Washington. You think it's going to be cool because you go in and this guy's got stuff from like going way back. Then you go in there and you're like, all of a sudden, it almost smells like mothballs in there. You feel like you're in your grandparents' attic. And your grandparents are like anti-vax and looking at you funny for having a mask on. And everything goes south real fast. you look over and see like the Leia costume from Return of the Jedi. It's like a mannequin. And you're like, oh, man, I don't know what this guy does to her after he closes the store. I don't want to know. So there, the other side of Rancho Obi-Wan is a little scary.
Oh, no, I could definitely, I could smell that place just watching it. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like, ever since we started going more and more to like collectible stores and stuff,
there's a collectible store smell.
There's definitely different tiers to collectible stores. Like, there are the ones that Matt is talking about where it's like just some dude that's piling shit, as much shit as he can, into a small box. But then there are other ones that like are done a little bit better that actually look like museums and like.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's two ways to do it.
Yeah.
There's the hoarder's way.
Yep.
And then there's the sleek way.
Yes.
I think we're doing the sleek here. Yeah. I think, you know, I downsized TVs just to make more room. But no, I mean, you go to like the different sections of these collectible stores. And when you get over by like, you know, like the older action figures, like a waif of some air hits you and you're just like, this is different than over there by the new Black Series toys. You know, they're just...
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, were you a He-Man guy growing up?
I dabbled. Okay. I wasn't a huge He-Man guy, but like I had a friend who had like all the shit. So,
they had a certain smell to those action figures, and I don't know what the fuck it is to this day. And every now and then, just in my everyday life, I'll like the He-Man smell will hit me, and I'll just immediately think of like He-Man on his green little, you know, his green tiger. And I think someone told me it's like patchouli or something like that.
Yeah.
Like they put it in.
It could have been,
I don't know. I need to find it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's something about that.
I know.
He-Man action
figure
smell,
that smell,
man. I'm telling you. It was real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That Rancho Obi-Wan, though.
That was really cool.
Yeah. I just kind of curious. That did look like a hoarder type place. It was bordering on hoarders for me.
There were piles.
It absolutely did.
Yeah, piles.
I feel like going would be simultaneously amazing, but also make me have anxiety.
Yeah.
So. No.
He's... Well, and does he let people go in there? I mean,
is
it
like a museum that you can go to?
Can I work there?
I think they have like they have like tours. I think.
Okay, that would make sense. Because if you set all that stuff up and then that's it, that's just for you. And I don't know, that's a lot to set up and store if you're not going to have people come in and take a look at that.
Might have to move that convention.
That's the problem I have with my Legos obsession is like once you build them. You can only have so many sets before it's like, all right, now it's getting ridiculous.
Fair.
Yeah, this isn't bad in here.
Well, I had to put some away. I was running out of room.
What were you going to say, Michaela?
Oh, I was going to say I am looking at the website. They're actually closed right now. I'm assuming because of COVID. It says closed until further notice. So maybe next year we can plan our Padawan field trip.
Now's the time to break in.
There's so little room and probably the airflow in there is so terrible that is a super spreader event for sure. You get enough people in there.
Oh, yeah. But also, though, imagine what it's going to smell like when they reopen.
Oh. Well, I hope that guy's been going in there and like Febrezing. You know, you can really put that Febreze commercial to test where like they got all the garbage piled up and then they spray with Febreze and they
blindfold.
They bring a blindfold. Hey, you smell around. What do you smell? You know, it's fucking weird. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I just have a feeling he follows you around, and anytime you even about like getting close to it, no, you can touch
that. That's the guy that breathes on your neck the entire time, for sure. Yeah, definitely wait for the pandemic to fully pass before you go in there.
It either goes that way, and he's like, no, or it's like everything you even glance at, he gives you like
the expo-
45-minute soliloquy about how that is different from this.
Yeah. This is actually from a Korean toy manufacturer by the name of Seoul City Toys.
And again, if I didn't have to worry about stigma, that is the person I would be.
Unchanged.
Yeah.
You can become a Rancho Obi-Wan member.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Do they give me a complimentary cologne that smells like an attic? You know,
they actually just give you two mothballs and you put one in each pocket.
Oh, nice!
Says it right here.
Yeah, the Rancho Obi-Wan dipped mothballs.
Yeah, MOFF.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what. I guess we kind of got off topic from the documentary, but.
Sorry.
You go where you go. I know. Yeah. I'd prefer to just kind of. You know, jumping hyperspace lanes, baby.
Hell yeah.
Oh, we're Nihil. Well, I guess, you know, we mentioned it earlier when we sort of had a little discussion with Disney Plus Day. But the Kenobi sizzle reel, I guess, which leaked the day before, was probably the big... Well, I don't know. Okay, for me, it was the biggest thing. All full respect to the Boba Doc. But for me, it was the Kenobi sizzle reel. And, you know, just a few minutes... But any major takeaways? Like, I know there's, like, so many videos going around on YouTube right now where it's, like, 8 million people, you know, like, ooh, they're going to zoom in on this, you know, these pixels here. Like, is that Ahsoka's Leeku? You know, like, shit like that. It's just, but any initial takeaways from that? Anything that got you excited? I'll leave the floor open here.
Takeaway is Ewan McGregor is one of the most charming men on the planet.
Well, yeah, there's that. Yeah. That it
pretty much.
All right, bye guys.
Well, see you later.
when this dropped accidentally on Thursday, then the follow-up, at least that I was seeing, was people were saying this is the video they released last year to the investors on Investor Day.
That's so what I initially saw.
And I don't know if that's true or not, but it certainly lines up because they show you nothing. I mean, it's just concept art, which we can get into in a minute, which is the most interesting stuff. I thought was the concept art, but the stuff that they show, it's like it's old movie footage and it's interviews with Deborah Chow and Ewan and then one shot of him training. And that's it. So
and I think we've seen that shot before.
We may have. Yeah. And so, that might have been
the cool mask on. I recognized it. Yeah, the nice cool mask.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's got the Bane level N95. Yeah. Fucking Hollywood elite. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks like something that was shot before they started shooting, which, you know, that they wrapped shooting, whatever, a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. So they would have way more. And I don't want them to show me a lot. I thought it was going to be just a snippet, like some voiceover stuff, whatever, just a short tease.
Yeah.
So what we got was more like, oh, well, this kind of looks old. This looks like something you put together a while ago and are just releasing now. So that was a little disappointing, but I did like the concept art quite a lot.
Yes. Yeah, I was just kind of hoping for like a 20-second teaser trailer where it's like, you know, you've seen them time and time again. They've been beaten to death. But it's like dramatic music, maybe like a single piano note. And then they show like a shot of like the twin suns sunset, you know. Footage. And like just a little bit of voiceover. And then maybe Vader's breath. And then Kenobi. You know, that's it. Something like that. Coming 2022 is kind of what I thought we were going to get.
I was going to say, I was really hoping for just like a close-up shot of Ewan. Like just looking up, like holding a lightsaber. Like we've seen it before. He's played the character for years.
Yeah.
I wanted that. Like just dramatic ass music and then Kenobi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, like what my expectations were for it. I feel like it was easy. They could easily achieve that. And the fan base would have been just melting. Just melting. You could have literally done 20 seconds and just, they would have just, everybody would have just lost their fucking minds. But instead, they lost their fucking minds in the way you do not want them to lose their minds, just melting down on Twitter, you know?
I forget, do we have a release date for Kenobi?
No, 2022.
That's another thing.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one of the things I wanted the most out of Disney Plus Day, was that we were going to have an idea of when these shows were coming. And the only thing we got was a thing that came out a couple days before that said that that Andor wasn't going to come out until like July, August, September, something like that.
July, August, September for Andor.
They said Q4. Okay. Disney's financial year or whatever ends in like October or something. So it would be basically like summer leading into fall.
Okay.
And I thought Andor was going to be after Book of Boba.
Whenever I hear Q4, I just think of whatever the hell Nintendo considers Q4, which ends up being Q3 2 years later. So that scares the shit out of me. Oh, Breath of the Wild's coming out? Yeah, I'll get a Wii U, and then I sit and stare at the fucking thing for 3 years, collecting dust. Anyways, sorry. Horseshit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kept like leaning on Star Wars Day, May 4th, 2022. That is looking bleaker and bleaker. If we didn't even get like a 10-second teaser trailer thing.
Well, I'm trying to put the pieces together of what they've confirmed when. So Book of Boba Fett's December. Is Bad Batch Season 2 April next year?
They haven't said.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
everything is
May
just 22.
Year, so.
Right.
Yeah, everything just says the year. It doesn't say the sequence. So I assumed it was going to be Book of Boba, Andor, Kenobi, Bad Batch, Mando Season 3. That was my assumption all along. And God damn it, they're not checking with me. I'm the one who's setting the time on here. No, but now I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to do like Bad Batch after Book of Boba, maybe. I don't know.
Wasn't there a rumor that Kenobi was May the 4th?
I thought, I've heard that.
That's what I hope. That's what my little head has come up with.
Yeah. It would fit in there nicely before Andor there. But
it's definitely possible. Like they've finished shooting post-production on most projects takes max 6 months to a year, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Especially for a series more than a movie. A series, they turn around a little faster.
Yeah.
And with all that stuff they're doing in the volume, it takes away a lot of the post stuff that they need to do.
And we know 6 episodes, but we don't know runtime.
Right.
You know, I mean, is this going to be a thing where, you know, I mean, at the end of like Game of Thrones, like some episodes were 45, 50 minutes and then some were like 2 hours, you know, like, is it going to be one of those things? Are we going to have a set like 60 minute runtime on these things? We don't know anything really.
I've heard an hour.
We did a month ago. An hour?
Yeah, I've heard 60 minutes, but you never know what that means. I mean, I thought we were going to have longer episodes, I think, of Mando last season. There were some shorties in there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they kind of just wing it with this stuff.
If you're doing a limited series and only 6 episodes, and this is really your plan, is just to do it all in 6 episodes and be done, then I hope they're at least an hour.
Yeah.
And if they're an hour, that's really a trilogy of movies when you put
pretty
them all
much,
together.
Yeah.
Just give me a fucking 6-hour supercut.
I'm just wondering what the plot line is going to be. Like, he's hiding, obviously, trying to protect Luke, but like, I'm hoping that it doesn't get to the point where he's actually like facing off with Vader again.
I think that one thing that was implied in that is that there is going to be a face off.
I saw that concept,
which
art
I hate,
and all of that stuff.
I don't like that.
I don't want that to happen.
No.
Like, I'm wondering if it could be some kind of like, you know, dream sequence or like flashback or something like that. But like in real time, I don't want Obi-Wan to like come out of hiding, fight Vader, and then go like back into hiding.
Yeah, or you know, Obi-Wan was sent to Tatooine by Yoda to train on his meditation and commune with Qui-Gon. Maybe there's some interference going on with Anakin hopping in, and that's what we get, which I'm fine with. Like, you know.
I completely see that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to talk to Qui-Gon and Anakin puts on a fucking blitz and just like dives through a fucking thing. Hey, asshole, you know, like how would you all feel about that? Like, I am completely against a full-on confrontation somewhere. Like, just the way A New Hope goes.
Yeah.
Just the way he's like a, you know, Vader's like a presence I haven't sensed in a long time.
I feel like
and Tarkin's like, Obi-Wan, he must be dead by now,
would,
you know.
It would cheapen A New Hope.
Yeah, it really would. I don't, are we in the dark? Are we the only ones that feel that way? I don't know. I guess we'll leave that.
Do you care if he leaves Tatooine or just that he fights Vader?
I mean, he can leave Tatooine. That's fine. I'm need a whole series on Tatooine. That, yeah. I just, a confrontation with Vader. Just, I think, you know, a real one. I mean, if we're talking mind confrontation, like Luke versus Kylo Ren in Last Jedi or something along those lines, force projection, I can live with it. But yeah, like a full on, like, yeah, we ran into each other and I'm going to fight you now. I don't know. And it's 10 years after.
Yeah.
It cheapens New Hope for me.
Yeah, I was.
That's me.
Kind of hoping for. I guess it to mostly be about Obi-Wan on a journey to, like, break his connection with the Force and with Anakin. Because maybe he's been kind of suffering this whole time, still being able to sense this person that he considered his brother.
That could be, like, a super interesting plot point, where he's trying to sever himself from the Force because of Anakin, but then simultaneously trying to make contact with Qui-Gon, so trying to, like, strengthen. Like, that could be, like, a really interesting point of, like, tension for him.
Yeah. Because you'd have... Sorry, go ahead, Mikhail.
I was just going to say, that's kind of, like, what I was hoping for, so I really don't want to see a full-on confrontation between him and Vader, because, like you said, I feel like that would just cheapen the original trilogy.
Yeah.
So...
And, you know, and we got to remember, like, when you think of Ewan McGregor and you think of Alec Guinness, like, Ewan McGregor still strikes me as very youthful, whereas Alec Guinness in A New Hope, he comes off as more of closer to elderly, I would say. But still, in the Star Wars timeline, it's only 20 years between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. So, and now we're dead in the middle of this. We're at 10 years. And so I just feel like you can't have it there. There's so many factors that it's just, I don't know.
The thing that I think they could do that would be a nice, like, I don't know, replacement for a Vader showdown is, like, you haven't seen Rebels yet, so you have less kind of familiarity with the Inquisitors, but...
Well, I'm pretty sure, I've heard that they're going to be Inquisitors in that show.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a big part of it.
In one of the concept pieces, there's a ship that looks like Krennic's, kind of, from Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool-looking ship, but there's obviously, like, an Inquisitor, like, walking off of the thing. Mm-hmm. So we could see him, like, show down with... like Inquisitors.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to off some Inquisitors.
But I'm really hoping that it doesn't get to the point where he like works his way up to Vader.
Yeah. Now, I'm just kind of curious if those showdowns are going to take place on Tatooine. Does he leave Tatooine for some reason? Because now, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know anything about the Inquisitors. I'm sure you all do. But my impression of them is that they report to Vader. Vader sends them out.
Yep.
I can say that much without getting, you know, hashtag let Tom watch Rebels. but so... I don't know. Like, if he gets found on Tatooine, then they're going to have to explain how he covered that up. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that shot you're talking about, Adam, it almost looks like they're on Tatooine.
It does.
Yeah, you can see the moisture evaporators and stuff.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. But yeah, I think we're going to get a lot of it. A lot of Inquisitors, because that's the big thing, is he's still being hunted. They're off trying to hunt down Jedi. And so if they think he's alive, they're going to try to find him. I think he's going to leave Tatooine at some point. There's no way he's just going to be there the whole time.
It would also
I think he goes to Alderaan.
It would be kind of interesting because it takes place 10 years later. So that would be about the time that Luke would be kind of awakening with the Force. That's usually like between 5 and 10 is the typical age range. So it'd be interesting if like Vader perhaps sent something and that's why he sent the Inquisitors and they ended up finding Obi-Wan instead. Mm. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that could explain them going there. You know, it could strength of the forest in that area. And, yeah,
it could just wind up like every time I try to do anything in Red Dead Redemption 2 and there's a witness and you have to like kill the witness and then there's a witness to that killing and you have to kill that witness and it's just this chain of events of you just murdering people.
So is Obi-Wan going to match the sand people kill count of Anakin Skywalker?
He might. Towards the end of this thing,
Obi-Wan commits genocide. We have to re-record our entire podcast and I have to shit on Obi-Wan the entire time. That would suck.
Well, I have to ask the important question. Will there be a flashback scene of your girl Satine?
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't think we're getting Kate Blanchett, but who is the actress? She was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And she was Pedro Pascal's character's wife. Yeah, she was one of the Dorne characters. I believe she's in the show, and a lot of people have speculated that that could be Satine. I don't know. Like, I think we will, because, you know, I'm reading through the Kenobi novel by John Jackson Miller right now, and one thing I can say about current Star Wars, and for all the hubbub that a lot of fans have about, like, well, they're abandoning the EU, they're abandoning Legends, this and that, and it's like, no, they borrow from that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And so I absolutely think we will get references to Satine. We might even get a flashback of some kind. That's my prediction.
Indira Varma is the actress you're talking about.
Yeah, I think we will. Will we get an R2 explanation, though? That's what I'm really wondering.
Oh, yeah.
I would almost guarantee it.
The episode that we're reviewing today, I was like, how does he not remember this fucking droid?
I'm pretty sure he does. I think they're both just assholes.
Yeah, you don't know, yeah.
I believe we talked about this on our R2-D2 episode on Jar Jar Thinks. Like, they both totally know that they know each other and are just like, no.
Wink, wink.
Don't say anything.
Because even in Revenge of the Sith, at the end, when Jimmy Smith, Bail Organa, he's like, wipe the protocol droid's memory. And he's like, oh, no. But R2's just like laughing at him. And it's like, why would wipe his? What the fuck are you doing? And I didn't notice that when I first saw it in theater, so I was just like, oh, okay, they wiped their memories. That makes sense. I still don't understand why Obi-Wan's like, man, he's probably just playing coy. But I never. I'm getting upset.
Have you ever seen that meme of that shot where Padme's giving birth and Bail is sitting over there on the other side, and they're like, what's Bail looking at right now? He's just looking right down Broadway at her giving birth. That is a little uncomfortable.
Oh, Bail.
Classic.
Well, because we're going to see him, I assume. They cast for a young Leia, I believe.
Yeah.
So we're going to see that. Although I don't think she'll interact with Obi-Wan. But you're supposed to see potentially a young Luke as well. So there's a lot of ways they can go, a lot of directions they can go with this. I mean, and there's a whole other thing that you'll see eventually, Tom, in Rebels. And a lot of people are speculating, will that somehow be replicated? And I don't think so, but it's something happens. I'm not going to get into it, but a lot of people are wondering.
I don't think so either.
It's good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. I've heard good things about Rebels.
We just reviewed it, actually, that part in our show that you can't listen to.
I know.
You can listen to the other parts. You can still listen to the other parts.
Assholes. Let's just do like a rapid fire. I'll throw a question out there and you give me a yes or no in regards to Kenobi.
Right.
Okay, so everybody, will we see Ahsoka? Authorian historian, you first.
Yes, but in a flashback.
Okay. Michaela.
Yes. At least hopefully
Matt.
A flashback.
No.
No.
I don't think we're gonna see her in the series.
Okay. Adam?
If we do, it'll probably just be a very brief appearance, and it'll be to promote the, like, new Ahsoka show.
Yeah, I could see that.
It'll, like, tie into that somehow.
I say yes. We get, not a major player, but a cameo. I mean, an Ahsoka cameo. Okay, I already mentioned, but R2, we need the R2 roundtable. Do we get an explicit explanation, or do they still just leave the how does he not remember R2? Did they just leave that in the void?
I think we get it.
All right. Michaela?
I don't think we get it.
Man, they love fucking us, Matt.
Oh, this—it's almost like this has to happen on Alderaan. like R2's there and he's talking to Bail Organa or something. Like, I don't know if it's explicit. I think maybe there's a nod to it. I don't think they call it out really heavily.
Yeah.
Adam?
I think so.
Yeah. I think we're just going to get like a little wink that just ties it all up in a little bow for us. Maybe he's on Alderaan and he just kind of pats R2 and he's just like, hey, buddy. And like, yeah. like something like that. We're keeping this one really close to the vest, my man. Let's see. What are some other questions that I've had about it? Okay. Do we figure out why Uncle Owen is such a fucking dick?
I think it's the Kenobi genocide that you were talking about earlier. He knows that he's killing all these people, all these witnesses. That
could be it. Thorian Astorian, do you think we get dick Uncle Owen, or do we think we get a nice guy Uncle Owen?
I think he walks in on Obi-Wan and Beru in a compromising situation. And that's what turns him astray.
They don't call him the Stujon Stud for nothing, you know?
Do we need to go back to A New Hope and look at when his name is referenced and look at Beru's face?
She starts blushing.
Yeah, she starts like looking
up. She does have a little, she's got a little look on her there. Michaela, what do you think? Do you think we get dick Uncle Owen, or do we get nice Uncle Owen?
I think he's probably going to be a dick, and, you know, maybe he just didn't want to be a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy just shows up.
He got a fucking baby just thrown at him. Like,
I don't want it.
I'd be fucking pissed. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this
thing?
Yeah,
that wouldn't be great.
That's literally the worst thing that could happen to me right now. Like, somebody shows up like, here you go, Tom. I'm like, fuck you. Why?
Like, I wanted a slow
dance,
not a baby.
Children are a beautiful gift. Sorry, Matt. Matt, what do you think? Dick, Uncle Owen, nice Uncle Owen. What do you get from Uncle Owen?
I can see him developing into dick, but it may just be that he's like, maybe the riff comes from the fact that Obi-Wan's like, really? You named him Skywalker? That's going to be way too fucking obvious. And he's like, well, you gave him to me. What was I supposed to do?
Yeah, all Vader has to do is just, that dumbass never went into the white pages and just did
I know.
The galactic white pages. That's all Vader. Adam, what do you think? Are we getting dick or nice Uncle Owen?
It would be interesting to see him like devolve into such a dick.
I think
like,
that's what we'll
start
get.
Start off like very nurturing and then just like...
Maybe an incident with the Inquisitor that arrives there, like going after possibly Luke, senses a Force-sensitive child, goes there.
Do you think we're going to get an interaction between Ewan and a 10-year-old Luke?
100%. 110%.
I'm really just picturing right now Vader scrolling through Facebook, and it's like people you may know, and it says Luke Skywalker, and he's just like, who the fuck is this little twink?
What if, unbeknownst to us, Skywalker is like the Johnson of the Star Wars universe? Just every other person is named Skywalker.
Yeah. Ornfree Ta, actually, his last name is Ornfree Ta Skywalker.
That explains it. That's why Rey chose Skywalker. It was just Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, last one other one that I have I think they might drop on us, but let's see what everybody thinks. Do we get a surprise Natalie Portman flashback? Cameo, where she actually, not a move, not archive footage, but... they bring her in and they do something with her. Thorian?
I think probably.
Bold prediction.
I just don't know how they do it. God, I'd love them to do it.
I think Obi-Wan's going to be having a lot of nightmares.
A lot of fever dreams in his cabin.
I definitely think that's a distinct possibility because like Natalie has been really into doing some cameo shit lately, so... they might have been like, hey, and she's just like, yeah, I'll do it. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Anything for the gays. That's what she said.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
I don't know why I keep thinking there's going to be all this action on Alderaan. But if there is, again, she's going to show up. There's going to be some sort of relation to Leia's character, the young Leia's character. I think they're going to try to weave something in there. But I think it's going to be very brief.
That kind of reminds me of Return of the Jedi when Luke's like, what do you remember about your mother? And she's like, well, you know, she was very warm and kind, but sad. And it's like... she died like 3 seconds after you were born. So maybe there's some footage that she's shown as a kid or something. I don't know. And you know, when Alderaan goes up in dust, so does the footage of Padme. She's wiped from the history books. I don't know.
I would hope that, like, they have Hayden Christensen, so it's a prime opportunity to bring in Natalie Portman for like flashbacks and that type of thing. It would be great to get Obi-Wan just thinking back to all of the times where it was just blatantly obvious that they were fucking and like showing the footage of those two together. And then finally being like, oh.
Them feeding each other fruit.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the Darth scenes. He's sitting there on Mustafar watching old videos of he and Padme.
That's probably what he is. He's just vibing in front of a holovid. Like, that's all he's doing. You know, he's just sitting in that meditation chamber on Mustafar. You know, and it makes sense that that's where he would put his cast because that's like literally the last place that he saw her. You know, and he's just stewing there.
Yeah.
All right. Couple more because this is just, I like doing this. Rex or Cody? Do we get either of them? Rex or Cody?
It's got to be Cody.
I think so. I think it's got to be Cody if it's either of them. It shouldn't be Rex. It should be Cody. And we haven't seen him yet. You know, we haven't seen him in any of these things.
Yeah. I saw an interesting thing about Cody. Somebody had mentioned like he almost delayed on the order. Like someone had like was like, when you watch Cody execute Order 66 compared to the other clones, Cody seems to go slower. Almost like, I don't know. They were basically saying, we think that Cody wanted to make it appear that he went forward with it, but gave Obi-Wan a chance of survival. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that theory.
Yeah. And I kind of like it because I like Cody.
Yeah.
So is everybody on board with a Rex or a Cody? Rex or Cody. We can get one or the other.
Yeah,
maybe
I think
both.
We'll get Cody. Hopefully not Rex without Cody, but I think at least.
Ooh, that would be a cool meetup. Rex and Cody.
I don't think we get them both. I think we just get Cody.
There's been so much lore built around Rex, and I feel like there's some missing around Cody, and it would be cool to see that built out.
Yeah, I mean, like when you think about the clones, like Cody was the, before the Clone Wars, Cody was the named clone.
Yeah.
When you see the movies, like Commander Cody, it's like, what the fuck? Like, Cody? Like, what? But he was like the named clone. So, like, yeah, I would like to get more Cody. More Cody, please. And then the final question I have, and do you think this will turn into a renaissance for Hayden Christensen? Like, this is the Hayden Christensen redemption tour. Without George giving him lines, we see what he's really made of. He, you know, cuts his chops, the acting chops.
Well, I'll go first if you want. I've seen him do other things that he was good in. I really struggled with some of his performances in the prequels. But I don't know that it's... A lot of people are saying, like, are we going to get a Vader series at some point? I don't know that we will, only because of the fact that, I mean, you could, but I just don't know if we will because of the fact that you've got all these other series that are tapping into that.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get through all these, like, what's going to be left for that Vader series? You could certainly find a storyline to do there, and of course he would be the guy to play him, but I don't know that they're going to do that. So I think he's going to get he's already getting a nice, like, open arms reaction from all the fans. It seems like they want
nice
to see him
to
back.
See.
And I think he'll he's going to be in Ahsoka. He's going to be in Kenobi. So I think you're going to continue to see him show up as needed in these little smaller bit parts or whatever. Not, you know, as a supporting character, not as the main.
Yeah. Are they putting him in the suit? Do we know? I mean, I would assume they are because he did in Revenge of the Sith. He wanted to be in the suit. So they put him in the suit. I'm just curious if he's going to be in the suit. Like, I'm like 100% convinced that we're going to see him in his weird meditation chamber with the with the mask off and just looking all fucked up, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
I'm just kind of curious if they're going to put him in the suit, too.
I'm just hoping that he's, like, actually going to... Like, the pressure's off now. Like, I could see how, like, the pressure of being Anakin in the prequels might have affected his acting. But at this point, I feel like... pressure might be off a little bit and he can actually like have a little bit of fun with it and it that might like come through in him like playing the character.
I think everybody kind of feeling that Hayden's gonna have a good run here.
I think he's gonna have a good run. I didn't feel like he did terribly in the prequels. Like, I think I think part of it was Anakin was kind of a whiny bitch. And people weren't expecting that because he's the big bad Darth Vader. And so they're like, oh, Hayden Christensen must just fucking suck. Like, and I know, I think he was playing it pretty well going from this little kid who gets thrown into the Jedi Order way older than most of the other kids and having to deal with all the shit that he had to deal. Like, I think he did a pretty good job. So
I think he's a lot better in Revenge of the Sith. The issue I have, Attack of the Clones just has a lot of holes for me. One is that the Padme relationship just feels kind of forced to me when I watched it.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, and he's a little wooden, and I think a lot of it comes down to the dialogue he was given and the fact that they had so much acting they were doing against, like, curtains. So yeah. it's hard to really knock it out of the park acting-wise when you're just acting in, like, a little cardboard box space.
Yeah. Doing sci-fi is hard because, it is a lot of...
There's an explosion right there. Yeah.
Yeah, like acting in things that you can't even see.
Yeah.
I mean, they only had this small window of time to show Anakin and Padme getting together, and so it felt forced because it was so rushed.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I was thinking, too, anytime that you're, like, in a scene like you're talking about where you're just in a room of green blocks, the thing you need that, like, the thing an actor would need is just a bulletproof director that knows how to direct characters and dialogue to kind of set the scene for them. And I don't think that's where George's sweet spot is.
Yeah. No, his dialogue, his idea of like a romantic relationship is like the idea of like a 5-year-old that's only seen like Disney movies.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Like,
well, and also if you compare Hayden's performance to other people that we know are good actors, like Natalie Portman and Ewan, there are some lines that Natalie Portman do in do that are awful.
True.
And it's like they're much better actors than that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't place the blame solely on Hayden.
No.
It was just that he just got the short end of the stick with the dialogue.
Yeah,
really.
It was a combination of so many things. High expectations because he's playing such an iconic character. It was his first like big project. And the dialogue in the movies half the time just isn't that great.
We were warned in The Phantom Menace with Little Annie. Like, we're like,
I mean, and
we should have known.
I love the prequels. Like,
I do too.
I'm a big prequel defender. I will say all day The Phantom Menace is my favorite Star Wars movie. But
they have aged very well for me. Like,
they're fun movies. They're really fun.
Yeah,
Phantom Menace is my favorite of the three.
It's great.
It's two that I really
Two's rough. Yeah.
Attack of the Clones is the roughest one for me.
Two is definitely the worst, I think.
It has moments. It has moments. I mean, I really do. I like the Jango stuff. I like the stuff on Kamino.
I love the CGI and stuff in the second one. I think it's really beautifully shot, but the dialogue for me really struggles in that one.
Yeah, when they're in like the droid factory and shit, I'm just like, oh, this is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, anyway, it's got moments.
It has moments.
I can watch it, but it's my least favorite Star Wars film, I think.
I think I only ever watch the second one if I'm watching all of the movies or if I'm watching like all of the prequels. I never am like, I really want to watch Attack of the Clones. Like, I've never said that in my life. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a while. Like, I don't know, like the last 40 minutes or so are pretty cool with just the action and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I still get a kick out of Dooku just like, what if I told you that the entire Galactic Senate is being run by a Sith Lord? And Obi-Wan's like, shut up! Dumbass! It's like, dude! Oh, man. But yeah, I love him. I love them all. All right, does anybody have anything else?
I noticed the, is it Eopi? The one that farts on
Eopi.
Yeah, the one he farts
that
on.
That he carries
Jar Jar.
Luke on, yeah.
I saw Kenobi was on that in the concept art.
Yeah.
And I think he has one in the novel, right?
Tatooine camels, yeah.
Yeah, like Rue. I think his name's
he's
Rue,
riding
so
it, baby.
I'm wondering if that's Rue. I'm wondering if that'll get tied in.
Yeah,
I really
Rue.
Like that novel.
Yeah. I bet, like, I would recommend anybody in here, Adam, if you could ever read a book, I would recommend reading the Kenobi book before that comes out. You got time. Matt, nothing too awful. You could read it to the kids. I haven't heard anything that isn't kid-friendly. No Elzar man getting super horny. But yeah, I would, everybody, if you haven't read Kenobi by John Jackson Miller, listeners, check it out before the Kenobi series. I think it will be a nice little companion piece.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm committing. I'm ordering it on Amazon right now.
Nice.
Yeah, all that's right. What I like. That's what I like.
I thought they showed a couple things in those concept art shots. Like they had some snow speeders in there. I don't know if you saw that. It was real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually some snow speeders in there. That like big huge hallway shot with all the troopers. That was sweet.
Yep.
Like there was a lot of stuff that looks pretty awesome that we're gonna see.
What was that big obelisk looking building? Did anybody notice that? Did you see that? Or am I hallucinating when I saw something? Did I watch the sizzle reel and then click onto something else?
There's a shot in the Book of Boba Fett trailer with like the capital city.
No, not that. It's a black one. It's a black obelisk on the concept art. I might have seen something else. I don't know. Sometimes
I don't know. They flash a lot of them. Yeah. There's a lot of them that kind of go and they're on for like a second or two.
Yeah, the ones I remember are Vader with the hollow.
Yeah.
Kenobi on the... Is the temple looks like it's underwater, maybe, I've seen people saying, or...
I'll have to go back.
Who knows, because it's a little green-tinted coming through the windows.
Right, yes.
Oh, yep. Shit. So. Fuck, I forgot to ask. Palpatine, will we see Palps? I gotta imagine, yeah. Ooh.
I hope not.
You hope not? Not even on, you're like, done? A hollow with Vader?
I'm so fucking over Palpatine now after that Rey shit.
I think that's exactly why
I'm fucking
we won't pit. See him.
Like, I was yeah. Rey Kenobi from literally the first fucking second of the sequels, and then they did that shit. I was so mad.
Well, I don't know. I think we will see him. I think we'll see him in a hollow with Vader. That's just my thought.
I think we probably will see him, but I really just hope I don't.
It's too easy original character part. To recreate. Like, that's the thing with Vader, where you could be like, well, Vader could get his own series, because he's in that fucking costume. All you do is recreate the costume. You don't get the fallout that you got from, like, Solo, where you're recasting a guy where you just, his face is right in front of you, you know? I mean, you could recast Chewbacca 8 million times, because it's just, you know, you put a costume on him.
Yeah.
It makes it easier for them to reuse old characters when they don't have to worry about things like aging, you know? And I just feel like, I mean, you can get Ian McDiarmid and you can just...
Yeah. Well, yeah, when he's in full fucking Sith mode, he looks nasty as shit anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, those eyes, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think especially if it's a hollow. I think a hollow is the only way you'd see him. Yeah. And if you do that, it can be kind of grainy. I don't know if you remember the first time we saw Palps in the original trilogy.
Empire
he looked
Strike.
Like fucking... It was at Empire? Mm-hmm. He looks like fucking Sloth from the Goonies or something. Yeah. He's like all crazy googly eyed and stuff.
Yeah, they definitely... Yeah, and if you watch now, I mean... Yeah, I have the original trilogy VHS, so that actually still shows up that way. But when they released them on like Blu-ray, or if you stream it now on Disney Plus, they have like Ian McDiarmid refilm that entire scene.
If you ever look up the history behind the original like Palpatine shot, it's I forget who it is. It's one of the sound director or visual director's wives, like in a cloak, and then they superimpose chimpanzee eyes like over hers. And that's how they like did the Emperor at first. That's why it looks like Sloth.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Kind of disturbing.
Well, I don't know. A lot of questions going forward. I think we covered some good topics today. I don't know. At the intro, I forgot that we wanted to mention some things. We want to get our Twitter out there. So you want to follow us at Padawans. We do have an email set up. Matt's very nice to get all these things going for us. Email padawanspod@gmail.com. And now we also have an anchor site. So this is going to come out on an individual feed, right, Matt?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I set up something on Anchor. So it's anchor.fm/padawans, but you'll be able to subscribe to it in iTunes and all that.
Excellent. Okay. And
you can right now.
Yeah. Okay. Lovely. And so the shows, of course, Adam and myself are on the Clone Cast.
Happy 100.
Thank you.
Woo!
101 today, man. We're coming down, man. I'm sad, man. It's never going to get that good again. So very fun. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. That was one of the greatest edits I have ever heard.
So wonderful.
An Athorian historian just... we're going to play Athorian historian's Halloween thing that we forgot to play.
It's not going to make any sense.
It's not going to make any sense, but we're playing it today. Matt is from a certain... See? I did it.
You could say with... Say with
Matt
from
with
a certain point
from
askew.
A certain point
I don't know.
Askew.
Lots of prepositions in there.
Now, is Jason or neighbor Cole ever going to jump on one of these? I think they hate us. They hate us all.
No. They don't. I'm going to record with them later today, and I'm going to just admit that I cheated on them again.
Uh-oh.
And they're just going to let me have it. Their schedules are really, it's difficult for us to book ourselves, the three of us. Yeah. I was like, getting them on one of these is just hard. So I figured...
Jason has something like, 45 podcasts or something, 50?
He has a million podcasts. He has a million kids. He's got a lot going on. And so he's dedicated to podcasting. But the thing is, I just figured at some point I want to get him on here. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to stop us from doing these.
Sure.
And it's just scheduling wise, it's going to be kind of tricky.
Makes
so
sense.
We'll get him on there. Yeah, we'll get him on here.
But then like what? Neighbor Cole just sits around and stews about Mike Laybourne all day. Is that what's going on there?
No, he's good. They work at the same place, so their schedules kind of align in that regard. It helps me schedule with them, but again, like I said, with all of us trying to jump on here, that's a lot of schedules to try to align. So
absolutely.
We'll get them on here soon, though.
Sooner or later. We should try to make these monthly thing, though, I'd say. I think, you know, at some point, if we can get it going.
I like Michaela's idea of doing the holiday special, doing that next month, doing it in December.
I'm in. Got to get high. Everybody but Matt, because Matt has children to take care of. Can't get high, Matt. I don't know. He lives in Portland, though, man. They're all fucked up out there, aren't they?
Yeah, we got a lot of weed shops out here.
It's a fun one.
Oh, lucky man.
Shrooms, if you're in Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's been a while since I've done those.
Just off camera right now at Matt's place.
Do a little microdose and then smoke some weed and call it a day.
On Matt's floor right now, there's just syringes everywhere.
Well, there's this joke with Jason and Cole about how podcasting is like broken up relationships in their world before, and they're like, you're the only one standing, Matt, so I got to be very careful with this.
Oh, damn. Playing with fire. And of course, the Jar Jar Thanks Pod. Laura, Michaela, and Jess. Hey, Michaela. I love doing that. Michaela, when are we going to get a Jar Jar Thanks? We got to get one of those cooking one of these days.
I know, and I messaged our group chat, which, mind you, I had to scroll so far to find the Jar Jar Thanks group chat. It was honest, like, I almost shed a tear just how far down I had to go, and I messaged it yesterday, I believe, and I was like, hey, and then Laura just sent laughing emojis, so that's where we're at with that.
Any day.
But it someday, there's, someday we'll...
Yeah, definitely someday. We actually do, I think, have one or two episodes already recorded that Laura just hasn't gotten a chance to edit yet. She's in the middle of her audiology externship.
Oh, okay.
So she's got a lot of school stuff going on. And unfortunately, I am not good at audio editing. And by that, I mean I have not tried. So.
And also the flyers are now in season. So I see Laura, big flyers.
Yeah, there's that too.
That takes up time. All right. Well, we all wait with bated breath for the day when we refresh our podcast feed. And there you are once again.
Me too, buddy.
Exciting times. And of course, Wayfinder Pod could not be here. But that being said, check them out. They are currently in their Light of the Jedi review. You can find them at Wayfinder Pod. And Vader's thoughts. I haven't heard from Vader for a while. Vader was also kind of taking a sabbatical, just with some school stuff. So, but definitely give Vader's thoughts at Vader Thinks on Twitter a follow, and stay tuned for, I'm sure he'll drop something sooner or later. And we also have the newest member, Most Things Kenobi, which is right up our alley. We love ourselves some Kenobi. I'd be interested to hear their thoughts on the Kenobi sizzle reel. So we'll have to look forward to hearing from them on that.
Yeah, we'll have to get them on here.
Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, it was great catching up with everybody. I think we got a lot of good stuff out there. We went for quite a while. Well, yeah. Ooh, we went a long time.
Oh.
Yeah. You get Adam and I in a room, we just don't shut up, you know? Sorry. I'm sorry you had to... should have stayed at home, Adam.
It'll be the last time.
And a peek behind the curtain. We don't get to see Adam, but I hear his voice.
Come on.
It's nice.
Oh, yeah. Come on over here.
I got to get a webcam.
Yeah, you got to get a webcam here. Let's see Adam here. I don't even know where is my thing?
There he is.
There he is.
That's Adam. He exists. Very tall man. Now he lumbers back freakishly.
Tall Rex,
short Cody. That's what it is. I don't know. It's great catching up with you guys. We're going to have to do that again soon. Definitely. Padawans, our Padawan fans. Whichever podcast brought you here, check out the other ones. Give everybody a listen. I vouch for them all. I think they're all great pods. They're all very enjoyable. So definitely give everybody a listen. And we will see you for the holiday special. So a little Christmas treat for you all. It's going to be a real fun one. I have no idea what to expect. So, all right, everybody, take care. We will see you later.